You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Here's what you should know. The government is reporting that about half of all U.S. adults have received at least one COVID-19 shot, and about 32.5% of the total adult population has been fully vaccinated. The announcement came just a day before all adults in the country officially became eligible to get vaccinated. Polls show that willingness to get vaccinated has also risen in recent months. In January, 67% of Americans intended to or had been vaccinated, and now that number is up to 75%. India's capital, Delhi, has begun a week-long lockdown. Cases have been surging since the start of the month, and on Sunday, the city reported its highest single-day case count so far, 24,462. One in three people in the city is testing positive. Crematoriums are overwhelmed, and ICU beds and oxygen are in short supply. Experts say the government ignored signs of a new wave earlier this year, allowing large election rallies and religious gatherings. In response to the surge, the country also recently announced that all adults will be eligible to get vaccinated starting May 1st. And scientists have suspected that increased use of disposable PPE like plastic gloves and masks will affect animals since the pandemic's outset. Now they're starting to see the impact in more concrete ways. A survey from the Ocean Conservancy, an environmental nonprofit, found that 94% of respondents who had been at trash pickup events in the last year saw PPE pollution. Researchers have observed birds weaving latex gloves into their nests and other animals getting tangled in masks. Still, it may be a while before we understand the full extent of the damage, not least because many animal PPE snares may be hard to observe.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.